Well, Jane complained to Mr. Race that she's tired just sitting around the house after dinner watching him snooze off as he reads the evening paper. She wants to go places. Mr. Race replied, he hasn't been feeling quite right. Doesn't seem to know what the trouble is, but he won't see a doctor. The scene now is after dinner in the living room of the Aces bungalow. Marge is alone reading her book. Jane enters from the bedroom. Listen.
Well, that settles it. I'm going to call a doctor.
Why, what's the matter, Jane?
He's sound asleep again, only this time in bed.
Oh?
I thought he was lying there reading a paper with the light on and everything, so I said, why don't you take your shoes off when you lie on the spread like that? And all he did was snore. There's something wrong with him, Marge. Day after day, night after dinner, the minute we finish eating, he falls sound asleep. And if he... Oh, hello, Dr. Phillips? This is Mrs. Ace, Dr. Phillips. Mrs. Ace. No, Mrs. Ace, with the sore throat last year and the black medicine you gave me to take every half hour in the hour, remember? Yes, that's it. He's got it now.
With that description, how could he miss?
What did you say, Doctor? Oh, I'm just fine. How are you, Doctor? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, don't say only a cold. Colds are not to be sneezed at, you know. You have to be very careful. You must drink a lot of orange juice and... pardon? Well, I hope so. Well, goodbye. Oh, no, wait a minute, Doctor.
Well, I should hope so.
I almost forgot what I called him for. Dr. Phillips, I'm worried about my husband. He's been sick for about a week now, and he won't go to see a doctor. So I thought I'd have you come to see him. To the mountains? Well, how do you know he ought to go to the mountains?
What are you saying, Jane?
I don't understand what you mean. Who? If Mohammed won't go to the mountains... Oh, no, this isn't Mohammed. Oh, I guess you still don't understand who this is, Doctor. This is Mrs. Ace.
He knows who you are.
Well, he keeps saying Mohammed or something. What? Yes, could you come right over? Do you know our address? 5423 North Boulevard. Yes. All right away. Thank you.
I'd hate to be dying and have you call for a doctor. I never heard such a long conversation.
Well, he wanted to talk. You know how doctors are.
No. How are they?
Well, this one isn't feeling very good. He's getting over a cold. Oh, I hope we don't catch it.
That would be a nice thing.
Well, anyhow, he's coming. We'll find out if something's wrong.
Wait till your husband finds out you've called a doctor.
Oh, now, don't tell him I called.
No, we'll just say the doctor was making a house-to-house canvas looking for sick people.
Yes, anything, but don't say I called. Oh, I hope it's nothing serious.
No, it probably isn't, Jane. Don't get worried about it.
Oh, I can't help but worry. He never used to be like this. We used to go to picture shows at least twice a week. You went, too.
Well, personally, I'm giving my eyes a rest for a month or so.
You think that's why he won't go anymore?
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard him say.
I remember an uncle I had back home. He used to love picture shows, but he was farsighted, and he had to sit way back to see the pictures. And he was kind of hard of hearing, and he had to sit up close to hear them. Well, he was the busiest man in the picture show you ever saw, sitting way back to see him, then running way down to hear him.
I can imagine!
Miles, you might wake him up.
Well, he's going to have to get up to see the doctor, Jess.
Oh, no, I'll just send the doctor right in to see him.
Oh, that's going to be quite a shock, isn't it?
What?
Well, to be waking out of a sound sleep and find a strange man staring down at him.
Well, Dr. Phillips isn't a strange man. He knows us.
Yes, but not that well. He's only been here once or twice.
Well, we haven't been sick. Isn't it awful to be sick?
Certainly is.
A person never appreciates how well off they are until they're sick. We're all well so much we don't know what it is to get sick. Oh, is he here already?
Oh, Jane, I was just knocking wood.
Oh, well, not so loud, loud. Don't wake him up. Might as well let him sleep until the doctor gets here.
Now, don't look so sad, Jane. It may not be anything. Maybe his system needs a little toning up. Maybe he's been working too hard or something like that. The doctor will fix him up all right.
Oh, I hope so.
Maybe he needs a little change. Maybe that's all. Maybe a trip somewhere to get his mind off his work.
He said something about going to the mountains. Dr. Phillips just said that over the phone.
Oh, Jane. He was saying if Muhammad won't go to the mountain, the thing to do is bring the mountain to Muhammad.
That's right.
You've heard the legend of Muhammad who wouldn't go to the mountain, so the mountain came to Muhammad.
A mountain came? You mean a big mountain like a hill?
Yes, that's it, Jane.
Maybe we better let Dr. Phillips look you over, too, Marge, as long as he's coming here. Oh, there he is now. Oh, I'm so nervous. I hope it's nothing serious.
It won't be, Jane. Don't worry, Delva.
Oh, I can't help it. Oh, hello, Dr. Phillips.
Good evening.
Oh, come in, Doctor. You sure got here quick, didn't you?
Yes, it's only a short walk.
Yes, I know. Well, come in. Mr. Ace is still sleeping in this is my friend, Miss Hale, Dr. Phillips.
Oh, how do you do?
How you?
How you do? That's it. Take off your coat, Doctor.
Well, now, where's our patient?
Who?
Did you say your husband is ill?
Oh,
well,
yes.
We don't know, Doctor. We don't know for sure that anything's wrong with him. He's just, been feeling under the weather.
I see.
Well, it might be the weather. We don't know. And he just won't go to see a doctor.
Oh? Well, how long has this been going on?
Oh, I'd say about a week or so.
Yes, just about a week. The minute we get through dinner, he falls asleep. That's where he is now, sleeping. Usually he falls asleep in here reading the paper, but tonight he just got up from the dinner table and lay down on the bed and fell sound asleep.
Well, now, that doesn't sound very serious.
No, but he says himself he just doesn't feel right.
I see. Well, what symptoms does he have?
Oh, no, he hasn't got that. Not yet he hasn't. What is it?
No. The doctor means, does he ail in any particular place?
Oh, well, just at home.
At home?
Yes, he feels all right at the office, I guess. He doesn't sleep there.
No, he doesn't sleep at all when he's supposed to. Says he hasn't been sleeping well at night.
I see. Well, we'll have a look at him.
All right, you go in, Doctor. He's in there.
Jane, don't you think you ought to go in first and wake him and tell him the doctor's here?
No, then he won't see him. He doesn't want to see any doctor, but if you go to see him, there's nothing he can do.
Well, that may be advisable at that. In here, you say?
Yes, the first door on your right. He's asleep on the bed.
I'll find him all right.
Well, hurry, Doctor, and let us know how he is.
That won't be long.
Jane, I really think you should have gone in and warned him that the doctor was here.
Oh, no, then he wouldn't see him. Now he can't do anything about it.
Men, I'd like the idea of being caught in a trap.
It's not a trap. I'm doing it for him. He's the one that's sick, not me. It's no skin off my teeth.
Oh, all right, Jane. Let's hope for the best.
I hope so.
Now, sit down and stop looking so worried.
Oh, I can't sit down. I'm on pins and cushions. Suppose he finds something wrong. Isn't it going to be terrible?
Oh, stop it. If something is wrong, the doctor can cure it.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, I'd give anything if nothing's wrong.
Well, give yourself a rest.
No, I mean I'd give anything I've got if nothing's wrong.
Then you're going to pieces. Look at you, walking back and forth.
I can't help it. Give me a cigarette, Marge.
A You don't smoke, Jane.
Oh, yes, I forgot. You see how nervous I am? I don't know if I smoke or not. Why doesn't he hurry?
Jane, give him time and don't worry so.
I'd give anything if nothing's wrong. Everything.
Now, I'm going to have to take hold of you. You're making a wreck of yourself. Will you sit down?
Marge,
sit down.
Well,
better. Now, just sit there and try to be calm.
Calm? How can I be calm when he's in there with the doctor?
Now, look, Jane. Wouldn't I worry about this, too? Don't you think I feel about him as much as you do?
Well, not exactly.
Well, almost as much. And look at me. I'm a little bit concerned because I naturally hate to see anybody sick. But you're just working this thing up in your mind as something gigantic when there's no cause for it. If there's something definitely wrong with him, the doctor will find out and give him some medicine. And before you know it, the whole thing will be forgotten.
Oh, I'll never forget it. Not if I live to be as old as my Christmas.
Well, you won't live to be that old if you don't settle down. Now, sit back like you were.
Oh, I'd give anything if the doctor would only come out and say it's nothing.
He probably will.
You think so? You really think so, Marge?
Yes, I do.
You're not just saying that to make me humorous, are you?
No, Jane, I'm not.
You know what I've got half a mind?
Sometimes you act like you have.
No, I've got a half a mind to go in there and see what it is.
You do nothing of the kind. Everything seems to be going quite peacefully in there. Now, don't you disturb it. I expected by now to hear the roof come down when he woke up and found the doctor there. If he's taking it as calmly as this, you can.
Well, what do you want me to do? Just sit here and toddle my thumb?
It's not a bad idea.
I wouldn't mind so much if I was sick instead of him.
Well, that's a nice thought, Jane, but he can take it better than you can.
Oh, no, he can't. He's not used to being sick. He hates to go to any kind of a doctor. You know the trouble I had with him a couple of years ago when he even had a corn. He wouldn't go to a corn doctor.
Yes, I remember, but he finally went.
Yes, after I had to neck him for a whole week to make him go. And then he said he'd like it. The doctor charged him $1 for one corn, and the price for two corns was $1.50. So he grew an extra corn so he could save the extra mind of the
child. Yes, I remember, sir.
Do you hear anything in there, Morris?
No, not a sound. Now, it won't be long, Jane.
Oh, I hope so.
And he's going to be all right. Just keep saying that over to yourself.
I'd give anything if he is. I'll just keep saying that over to myself.
Yes, that's an idea. Just keep saying that over to yourself.
Oh, well, Doctor, what is it?
Well, I'm afraid he's going to live.
Oh, don't be afraid. What is it?
Nothing, Mrs. Ace. He just imagines his heart is bad. It's sound as a dollar.
As a dollar? A bad, huh?
No, it's fine. He just imagines it's bad. Now, the thing to do is see that he relaxes more. Take his mind off himself for a while. Do anything to keep him from thinking about it. There's nothing wrong with him at all.
Oh, isn't that marvelous?
There, what did I tell you?
Oh, I'm so glad. Where is he?
He'll be right out. He's dressing. Well, I'll be getting along. You don't need me here anymore. That'll be $10, Mrs. Ace.
At what?
The fee is $10.
$10 for what?
For the examination.
But you didn't find anything wrong.
I know, but the fee is still $10.
Oh, well, don't you think that's a little high, Dr. Phillips? I mean, if you found a little something, I wouldn't mind.
Jane,
so much.
Will you pay the doctor or shall I?
You? Oh, no, I'll pay him if he insists on it, but $10.
That's what my fee is when I come to house, Mrs. Ace.
Well, all right, if you say so, Doctor.
You're sure that's all the matter with him?
Yes, that's all. He's just got a case of nerves.
He's got nerves. I think asking $10 is a lot of nerves, too, if you ask me. $10 to come to the house. I wonder what you charge to pass me on the street.
Oh, Jane. Pay the doctor the $10.
And just a few minutes ago, Jane was saying she'd give anything if it turned out to be nothing serious. But don't we all? We learn more about Mr. Ace's case of nerves when next we meet the Easy Aces.